Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Unaware that Barry Carlton, her fiancé, died from the injuries he received in an automobile accident in which both he and Penny Gibbs were involved, Penny, though still in the hospital, has gradually regained her strength. Her face, however, is badly scarred, and doctors fear that injury to her eyes may eventually develop into blindness. It's morning now, and there's a knock at the door of Penny's hospital room.
Come in.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hello, Dr. Evans. Come on in.
That's what I intend doing, Miss Gibbs. I'm not satisfied just sticking my head in and saying hello. I have a rather bad case of it, you know.
A bad case of what?
Well, if I were a little boy in short pants, my mother would say it was infatuation. But since I'm a big boy in long pants, maybe it's... love.
Oh, stop.
And don't tell me I say that to all my patients.
Oh, don't you?
Nope. To only one third of them. The other two thirds are either men or old women.
Shame on you. Don't tell me you're nasty to old women.
Oh, I hate them. They call me Sonny.
It's probably for your disposition.
For my youth, I'll hide my face behind a set of old-fashioned whiskers when I'm through interning. And then maybe I'll get an occasional doctor out of even old women. You know, I didn't plug through medical school to be called Sonny.
No, I guess you didn't. What's your first name, Dr. Evans? I never have known it.
Joel. Joel Evans, Jr.
Dr. Joel Evans, Jr., you mean.
Come the whiskers, yes.
Was your father a doctor?
A doctor of souls, Miss Gibbs. Of hearts and a healer of faith. A minister.
Oh.
Well, you don't have any objections to a doctor who's the son of a minister, do you?
Heavens, no. Why in the world should I? Are you people from Heatherton?
No, from out west. It was all my father could do to keep me from carrying out my childhood vow to become a cowpuncher.
Well, I, for one, am glad he changed your mind.
Oh, I changed it myself. But my father says I'm still a puncher. Not a cowpuncher, but a people puncher.
Well, I think he's right after all those needles you stuck in my arm the first few days I was here.
Well, thanks to those needles, you're still alive.
I realize that. I'm not complaining.
Well, even if you are, it's all right. You know, I yell murder when somebody sticks a needle in me. Say, have you been reading?
Oh, just a little bit. It's awfully difficult just to lie here hour after hour doing nothing.
Yes, I know it is. But Dr. Weston doesn't want you to use your eyes any more than you have to. You're not going to force us to cover them to rest them, are you?
Oh, no. Now, that'll take me back to the days when my face was in bandages, and I don't want that. I'll be a good girl. I won't read.
Swell. Dr. Weston contacted Dr. Jennifer about your eyes. They're old schoolmates, you know. He'll be here next week, and, well, then we'll know the whole story.
Oh, Dr. Jennifer? Is he the expensive specialist?
Expensive is right, but nothing but the best for you, Miss Gibbs.
I wonder how the family got the money.
Oh, I don't imagine your family is considering the cost right now, Miss Gibbs. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Jennifer won't charge a dime just to look at you. He's doing this for Dr. Weston. Besides, he never charges for a first visit when people come to see him.
That's very fair of him, isn't it?
Well, it's his way of encouraging people with eye trouble to come to him. You know, a lot of people won't go to a doctor like Jennifer because they think it costs money just to walk into his office.
He's coming next week. Hmm? Do you know exactly when?
No, I don't. Does it make any difference?
Oh, no, I just wondered. Dr. Evans, has anyone told Barry about my eyes?
No.
Well, I hope no one does. I don't want him to worry.
No one will tell him, Miss Gibbs. I understand that fellow Keith was here to see you yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Nice-looking guy. Where does he rate?
None of them rate at all. None except Barry.
Oh, you must rate them all some way or another. I'm interested because, well, I have no wife and kiddies waiting for me in the doorway of a vine-covered cottage after I come home after a hard day at the
office.
I'm
sure you'll have the wife and the kiddies in the cottage one of these days.
What? No vines?
Oh, pardon me for forgetting the vines.
Well, you're forgiven, providing you sign a contract with me to help plant the vines when the house is built.
Barry and I will both help you.
Nope. I want just you.
Well, we'll see. Dr. Evans, when can I see Barry?
I'll have to talk to Dr. Weston about that. Nurse Brill tells me you're eating a lot better these days. I'm glad to hear it.
Dr. Evans.
Hmm?
Dr. Evans, why does everyone change the subject every time I mention Barry?
Do they?
Every time I so much as mention his name.
Why, I wasn't aware of that.
You just changed the subject just now.
Did I?
You know you did.
Well, if I did, it wasn't conscious.
I think it was. I'd like to know why. Dr. Evans, why can't I be told about Barry, how he is, how he's getting along? Why can't I see him?
I'll speak to Dr. Weston.
That's what everybody says, I'll speak to Dr. Weston. Well, I want to see Barry. I'll demand to see Barry, and good reason why, and I'll speak to Dr. Weston.
Wait, Miss Gibbs, don't phone him just now. He's in conference.
I'm sorry, I'm going to talk to him.
Please, please trust me. I'll see him the minute he's out of conference.
All right.
Thanks, Miss Gibbs. And please, please don't excite yourself like that again.
I will unless I get to see Barry.
Dr. Weston should be free in a few minutes. I'll be outside his office waiting for the conference to break up. I'll see him for you then. And that's a promise.
I'll get it, Nora.
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Jed Billings, please.
This is Miss Billings.
Oh, Mrs. Billings, this is Dr. Weston at the Heatherton Hospital.
Oh, yes, Dr. Weston.
Well, Mrs. Billings, Dr. Evans just came in to see me.
Uh-huh.
It seems your daughter insists on seeing young Carlton.
Oh, dear. Can't she be talked out of it?
Well, I'm afraid the stage of talking her out of it is past, and we've run out of excuses for keeping her away from him.
Well, then, that means we have to tell her, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
But, Doctor, is she strong enough to be told?
We'll have to take that chance. We'll stand by ready for a collapse, Mrs. Billings, but I think you should be alone with her when she's told or she'll guess that something's the matter.
So far, she has no idea?
None whatever. We've done a good job of keeping it from her. In some ways, I'm sorry. How soon can you get here?
There's no one here to drive me down. I'll have to take a train.
When can you leave?
Let's see. I can make the 5:30. That'd get me into Heatherton about 7 o'clock.
Good. Dr. Evans will be able to stall her off till then. And I'll drive down to the station to meet you.
All right.
Heatherton doesn't have much of what you'd call a fleet of taxicabs.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Weston. I'll see you at the station at 7 then. And I hope before I see Penny, I can think of a gentle way to tell him.
Here's my car right here, Mrs. Billings.
It was awfully nice of you to drive down to pick me up, Dr. Weston. I know how busy you are.
Well, I consider this to be the line of duty to my patient, Mrs. Billings. After all, this is the news for which we've been building her up. It's your sad lot to deliver that news. Here we are. Now, just put your bag in back. You're going to spend the night at the hospital, I take it.
Well, I rather imagined I'd have to.
Yes, perhaps you will. And I'll just slide in ahead of you if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
And how was the trip down? Oh, can you reach the door?
Oh, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Well, the trip down wasn't a pleasant one, Dr. Weston, as you can well imagine.
Oh, yes, I can. Have you decided how you'll tell her?
No, I haven't.
Well, perhaps that's just as well, Mrs. Billings. In matters like this, it's always best to arrange what you have to say to accord with the mood and feelings of the person to whom you're bringing the news.
It's bound to be a shock to her, Dr. Weston.
Yes, it will be. But Dr. Evans and I will be out in the hall just outside her room in case we're needed.
What's the deal, Mother? I thought you were going to spend a few days in Rossville. You do need the rest.
Well, I thought I'd put off the rest until you're a little better, Penny.
Oh, darling, I'm all right. I understand Dr. Jennifer's coming next week to look at my eyes. You want to be here then?
I'll be here. Darling, tell me truthfully, how do you feel?
I feel all right. But I feel a lot better if they let me see Barry.
I know, dear.
Mother, I have to see him or be given a logical reason why I shouldn't. And don't change the subject this time, please.
Have I changed the subject before?
Every time I say anything about Barry, you and everybody else changes the subject.
Penny, I have to tell you something.
There you go. You see, you are changing the subject.
No, no, this isn't changing the subject. This is about Barry and about you.
I see. Well, darling, what is it?
Penny, it may seem wrong for me to say this, but it isn't fair for anyone to devote his or her life to one thing or one person.
I know that.
But your entire life is wrapped up in Barry, isn't it?
In a way it is. Why shouldn't it be?
Well, because so much can happen to change that.
Mother, do you have to go to the window? I can't hear you very well.
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but I have something awfully unpleasant to tell you. No, it's more than that. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to say to anyone. And I guess I just don't have the courage to face you when I say it.
Is it about Barry?
Yes, darling. It's about Barry. And maybe you know. Maybe you can guess why we haven't let you see him.
You mean he's disfigured? Well, what difference would that make to me? Look at my face, Mother. Look
no,
at my...
No, darling. It's not that.
Then what is it?
It's worse than that, Penny. Or maybe in some small way. For him, I mean. It's a blessing.
Oh, Mother. Oh, Mother, you don't mean...
I mean, darling. I mean that Barry is gone.
So at last, Penny has been told of Barry's death. And now that she knows, what will happen to her? Will her own life be lost because she no longer has a will to live? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.